When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right, in 15 minutes, another keyword. The keyword you'll need to enter at the website for a chance at $1,000. We're going to be talking right now about an important figure in all of this discussion. Coming up on the 29th of the month, L.A. County is allegedly going to impose the indoor mask mandate in public spaces again, thanks to the public health director, Barbara Ferrer. But we need to talk about Brad Spellberg, the chief medical officer of the LA County and University of Southern California Medical Center. He and an epidemiologist named Paul Holtom recently held a news conference saying, what's this all about? There's been no significant changes in the transmission levels of COVID-19. And he even stated a statistic that you really ought to hang on to. Only 10% of our COVID positive admissions are due to COVID. 90% of the time, the people in the hospital are not there for COVID.
Well,
let's
go to Steve Gregory to sort this out, because Ferrer is being undermined by by major names in L.A. County
by
medicine.
By people with actual medical degrees, right?
Right. Yeah, that's good to point out. Barbara Ferrer is not a medical doctor. She's got a doctorate in
social science.
They are actual medical doctors, and they're saying there's no big increase, and most people only have mild cases.
Yeah, so I was made aware of this this video over the weekend with these two doctors. As Ken said, we're talking about Dr. Brad Spellberg. He's the chief medical officer of LA County USC Medical. And then there's Paul Holtom, who's the chief epidemiologist. So now I wanted to play for you a little bit just to remind you of last week. This is Ferrer in her weekly briefing, and this was I'm playing it in reverse order because it's kind of an interesting when you go back and sort of backtrack. So what I'm playing for you is what happened in the afternoon, and then I'll play you the audio from the doctors earlier that day.
Currently, 5.4% of beds are occupied by COVID patients in LA County. This is an increase of 84% compared to 1 month ago.
5%.
As I've mentioned in past briefings, if we remain in the high COVID-19 community level for two consecutive weeks, that would be through July 28th. We would implement universal indoor masking on July 29th.
And, of course, she went ahead and moved us that day, moved us up to that next category per CDC's regulations. She goes on to say,
there's a lot of misinformation circulating about COVID, including that at this point, it only causes mild illness. Unfortunately, this isn't true, and COVID is still one of the leading causes of death in LA County.
And then she goes one step further to talk about hospitals and hospitalizations.
With more cases, our emergency departments and urgent care centers are increasingly seeing individuals needing medical attention for COVID.
Okay, they're being admitted because of COVID, she says. Now, here's this is Brad Spielberg from the briefing that he did with his partner earlier that morning.
We're seeing a lot of people with mild disease in urgent care or ED who go home and do not get admitted. And of those who are admitted, they're 90% of the time not admitted due to COVID. Only 10% of our COVID positive admissions are admitted due to COVID. Virtually none of them go to the ICU. And when they do go to the ICU, it is not for pneumonia. They are not intubated. They are not these horrible 100% FiO2. We haven't seen one of those since February.
Since February, they haven't seen one of those severe cases.
And here it's July, and she's declaring some kind of an emergency?
Right.
What's going on? I mean, he flat out
can't
says,
he overrule her?
We don't have, but they don't have the bodies. There's nobody in the ICU. There's few people being admitted for COVID. It simply doesn't exist.
So this is what Dr. Spielberg's sort of assessment is of the hospital situation.
What we see is electrolyte abnormalities or somebody who had autoimmune attack of the nerves. And could that have been related to COVID? That's the kind of stuff that we're seeing. It is just not the same pandemic as it was, despite all the media hype to the contrary.
Yeah, public health is scared. They're...
A lot of people have bad colds, is what we're seeing.
Bad colds. Now, that other voice you heard.
And that would
there,
be the LA Times, the media hype.
Yeah, certainly not us. Paul Holtom is that other voice you heard in there. And this is what his sort of assessment is of this hospitalization situation.
Certainly, if the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease. As of this morning,
nobody.
We have no one in the hospital.
No one.
Who had pulmonary disease due to COVID. Nobody in the hospital. We have 24 people who have tested positive for COVID, but nobody. Nobody who had
nobody
COVID-19 disease as we would see in the past.
He had three nobodies in there.
Clearly things have mutated.
If he's saying nobody, 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 well, what is this about?
So he goes on. This is the other clip I have for him. And then he kind of alludes to what Ferrer is supposed to be doing later that afternoon.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer is expected today, based on numbers, to probably announce that LA County will go into a mask mandate situation for all indoor and large activities. That's expected to be announced this afternoon, but we haven't seen the final numbers that she may or may not choose to act on at that point. But certainly, there is no reason from a hospitalization due to COVID perspective to be worried at this point.
No. Well, that's what we were told the first 2 years of this pandemic. It was about
no
the hospitalizations.
Reason to worry.
Right. Yeah, and there's nobody in the hospital. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Did you hear his snarkiness, though? Did you hear his at the beginning? Listen to this again.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer is expected today, based on numbers.
Numbers, yes.
Yeah, based on numbers.
Yeah, numbers. He pauses.
Yeah, so these guys are giving you the perspective from the trenches.
Yeah.
These are the guys that have the white coats and they're walking around actually putting their fingers in people's bodies.
They haven't really spoken out like this before, have they?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know they do a weekly town hall kind of intended.
Oh, you should be going to that one.
Well, it's online. So they do it on their YouTube channel and social media. And it's more of a, I think it's more of an internal thing.
I don't know how the hierarchy works, but while Barbara Ferrer is the public health director, he's the chief medical officer of LA County.
LA County USC Medical Center. The health department has its own chief medical officer and chief science officer.
And this is the county hospital system.
Yeah, the county hospital system is operated under the Department of Health Services.
Then in this article, they just botch his
title. Yeah, and now, but here's the crazy thing. So just before I come walking in here, a listener sends me a screen capture of a memo/release, and I can tell you about it after the break. But then I'll also tell you about an effort to remove Ferrer from office.
Okay, Steve.
That should happen immediately.
Yeah, I've seen these new petitions, Steve. I've seen petitions like a year ago. I saw petitions.
No, this is new.
This is a new one. Yeah.
All right.
Steve Gregory's with us, covering the COVID watch. And again, what you need to know is one of the top doctors in the county, he's with the county hospital system, says this is an overreaction. We're not seeing much bad in terms of the hospitalizations and no severe COVID cases. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. As I was saying, LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer claims that maybe July 29th we're all going to be wearing masks indoors again.
In no, LA, we're not.
LA County, but there has now been new information from Brad Spellberg, the chief medical officer of Los Angeles County University of Southern California Medical Center, and an epidemiologist named Paul Holtom a few days ago. And this did not get a lot of play when
because
had this press conference on the 13th. It's already the 18th.
Well, it's because it's an internal town hall intended for the employees of the hospital system. Mm-hmm. So it's out there for transparencies.
But the media doesn't cover it much.
No, we don't. Well, I've never covered this.
If they said something incendiary, though, like we all should be wearing masks again, indoors and outdoors.
Be all over this. That's right.
Don't you remember?
That's right.
Remember,
Ferrer is backed by science. Here we go. Right.
But don't you remember Christine Galli when she was part of the updates? And she's the one that's head of the hospital system. So she is sort of Ferrer's counterpart over at the Department of Health Services,
right,
which oversees the county hospital system.
Well, just a quick rundown. He says, they say, no changes in the transmission levels of COVID. Our COVID situation is the same. 90% of the people admitted to the hospital, not due to COVID. Only 10% are due to COVID. None of them go to the ICU. When they do go, it's not for pneumonia. They're not intubated. We haven't had one of those since February. It's really bad colds. This is media hype. And he says, Holtom says, as of this morning, we have no one in the hospital who had pulmonary disease due to COVID. Nobody in the hospital. Nobody. Nobody who had COVID-19 disease, as we would see in the past.
So now, given all of that, and now the media is picking up on it, at least I don't know if any
of the media
is.
Well, we are. I don't
know. I know now that I think about it, I don't think anybody else has picked up on it yet, but it's making its rounds on social media. That said, today a release went out from the LA County USC Medical Center's department, the Department of Health Services, not part of public health. It didn't come from their PR people. But this one here sent out, and now that you've read all of that of what that doctor said, here's from the third paragraph. The video that's being circulated online was taken from an internal weekly virtual town hall meant to provide our staff an update on COVID-19 hospital admissions. As we stated during the town hall, many patients are presenting every day to our urgent care clinic and emergency department with COVID, reflecting extensive community transmission. And then I'm going to skip down here to the final paragraph, because then it goes through all the stuff that John just read. These facts should not negate the importance of vaccines and other COVID-19 safety measures, nor should they be used to promote baseless political arguments against such measures. This is coming from the county's Department of Health Services.
All right, that's the same organization with the doctors, or this
This is on the the doctors work under the DHS.
Okay, okay. Right. So all right, this is the doctor's side of things.
Right, doctor's side of things. But remember, this is coming from their media office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The pandemic is still ongoing and unpredictable. As we've repeatedly stated over the last 2.5 years of our weekly town halls, we strongly support public health policies that encourage vigilance and common sense precautions, like remaining current with vaccination, social distancing, and wearing a mask in public. To use our weekly internal town hall to suggest such measures are unnecessary is fundamentally contrary to our position as a medical center.
Oh. Right, but they're not backing off.
So what they had to do,
that there's no
so the
big
numbers
emergency at the hospital.
The numbers are still the same.
Right,
the numbers are still the same.
There's nobody in the hospital severe COVID.
Someone got their hand slapped.
You're right.
Somebody got their hand slapped, and then because
the purpose of the masks was to keep the hospitals from getting overloaded. They have nobody.
They moved the goalposts again. Now she's using some CDC about high community level transmission
and equity. So equity. Apparently, there has to be a.
Yeah, she told the New York Times this is still hitting lower income communities hard.
There's a quota now. You have to have a certain number of people in each racial and ethnic demographic to have COVID at the same time. And if there's any slight imbalance, then we all have to wear masks.
Which brings us to our next part of this, which is something that I was made aware of over the weekend. It's a new petition to remove Barbara Ferrer as director of the Public Health Department of Los Angeles County. The petition is at change.org, and the title of it is to LA County BOS: Fire Barbara Ferrer.
Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors, right. And
they do appoint her, right?
Yes, they hire her, basically, yeah.
All right.
To the tune of $440,000,
Well, it's $637,000.
Total benefits.
With benefits,
yeah. So to what John was just talking about, the lead paragraph starts off, L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer has reinstituted a countywide mask mandate with zero scientific justification. Ferrer uses loaded political language like, quote, health racism and, quote, health equity to describe the pandemic. It's obvious that her objective in prolonging lockdowns is achieving political objectives, not protecting us from disease. Therefore, her tenure as public health director must end effective immediately. The elected board of supervisors must fire her. If they fail to take this recommendation, we can only conclude they are complicit.
Yes, they are complicit.
We can't do a recall.
No, this is about pushing her woke progressive ideology. That's what it is. It's got nothing to do with medicine.
And so the organizer, he goes on to say that some of the reasons, and I'm not going to read them all, but he says there's zero scientific evidence that masks help prevent the spread of COVID. An article claiming otherwise had to be retracted, which is true. I looked it up. Any benefit is insignificant, both absolutely and relative to the harm done. Indoor mask mandates are killing our businesses, communities, and ability to live normal lives. Throughout the entire COVID pandemic, LA Public Health has not had an epidemiologist on staff, though they claim to be hiring one. Ferrer herself is not a medical doctor. She's a PhD in social welfare and only a master's in public health. And then the other one I picked out was Ferrer has been silent about the malignant transient camps spreading throughout the city or the public health hazard they present. These camps are infested with rats, human waste, and other disease vectors right in the midst of dense residential areas. Dr. Drew Pinsky warned us years ago these could introduce typhus, bubonic plague, and other medieval diseases far deadlier than COVID.
All that is true.
How many people have signed?
Okay, so as of right this second, I'm on the website. Let me hit refresh. It is now at 5,481. And the site says at 7,500 signatures, the petition is more likely to get a reaction from the decision makers.
Is it, what's the website?
Change.org.
Oh, change.org.
Yes, yeah, change.org.
Okay. All right.
Which will be ignored, of course, by the Board of Supervisors, but it's good to get people are trying.
What's important to know is there are very few people in the hospital with COVID, and that was the purpose of the masks, is to keep hospitals from getting overloaded. This is an abuse of power by this loony woman. An absolute abuse. No,
well, that guy put it right in the petition that she's trying to affect political and social change without science backing her decisions.
You start babbling about equity. There's no such thing as equity in the spread of a disease. People get it or they don't get it.
Well, so,
the disease does not infect you because of your color or your ethnic heritage or anything else.
It's about behavior, and it's also about access to health care.
Yeah.
Now, both of those things, one can be controlled and the other one cannot. The access to health care, as we mentioned on the show before, is the effort in which Los Angeles County is going into these neighborhoods, knocking on the doors and saying, hey, I've got vaccines, I've got
tests.
And
they've done a lot.
They've done all of this stuff.
They spent a lot of money. And sometimes people just don't take them up on the offer.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, they don't tell us about the people who refuse treatment.
No, there's got to be a lot.
Yeah. So, and people are afraid of getting involved with the government for whatever reason.
There's got to be a lot of
that,
too.
There's a lot of that out there,
well,
especially with underserved
communities. You don't then penalize everybody else by saying you got to wear a mask when you've been double vaccinated and double boosted and nobody's ending up in the hospital. In fact, I saw last week, I think we mentioned it on the air, if you're unvaccinated, the risk of getting in the hospital is 7,000 people out of every 100,000. If you are vaccinated, the risk is 5 out of 100,000. 7,000 to 5. That's the difference between the two camps, vaccinated and unvaccinated.
All right, Steve, thank you very much.
You got it, guys.
Jesus. Good reporting from Steve Gregory on our LA County Health Director. We can never get rid of Barbara Ferrer. Oh, this just came in, a Garcetti sighting.
Oh.
Well, if you're interested, it's very exciting. They've announced the exact dates for the 2028 Summer Olympics in L.A. If you want to leave town, it's July 14th to the 30th. If you're excited, you want to be here, that's the date.
6 years from now.
Okay. It is 6 years from now.
Thanks.
Almost exactly.
By the way, last week was 1 year since he was nominated to be the ambassador to India.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, we haven't heard that. Just really went into the dark hole there.
Yeah, in fact, LA Magazine of all places, ran a snarky story wishing a happy birthday to the first year anniversary announcement
of his nomination. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
I'm gonna lick you.
No.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Gilbert Ruiz, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is his partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
No,
no.
It's just a lick. It's not a taste.
Well, when you lick, you taste. If there's,
I suppose, somebody salty. That's why dogs lick people. They like the salt on you.
Right, yeah.
A good question.
Some people taste bitter.
I know.
I taste bitter.
You. Yeah, you.
Us?
It's time for your tongue bath.
Put that away.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
No, stop. Is that like all the tongue saliva there in the tongue bath?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
What are we doing at the tongue bath desk for the third time in as many shows? Could you even imagine? Boy, when I saw this, I said, oh my God, this may be the biggest tongue bath I have ever seen. I'm the most outrageous boondoggle in the history of California spending. Does anybody know what that is?
Well, that the boondoggle? Yeah.
Yes.
That would be high-speed rail.
Believe it or not, somebody with KSEE / KGPE, it's some sort of news website for the Central Valley. This story was picked up by Nexstar Media Wire, and it's credited to a Dom McAndrew. It is the tongue bath of the century for high-speed rail. All this, quote, reporter did was talk to a man, I guess. I don't know, Augie Blancas at High Speed Rail and just took all their quotes and put them in the story like this is real news. And all the quotes are about, we're making progress. You should see all the jobs we've created with this. Oh, people that say this is going nowhere, don't see all the work we're doing. It's not visible. That's not visible. No, I'm not kidding. It's in here.
I think if you're building a train line that goes hundreds of miles, it needs to be visible. You can't have an invisible train line.
And this is just the Bakersfield to Madera part
of
this.
So what is this, a local goober kid who wrote the story?
I don't know who Dom is, but this is quite the tongue bath for the high-speed rail people. here's the first paragraph. The groundbreaking for California's high-speed rail system was in Fresno in 2015 when then-Governor Jerry Brown and then Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen officially started the construction on the project. 7 years, one governor and two Fresno mayors later, high-speed rail trains are yet to run. But those working for California High-Speed Rail say progress is being made. And here comes Augie.
Here's my guess. This is a very young kid who was probably 8 years old when this project started. And he's got no idea about how much money's been spent, the whole history of it.
Right.
And no idea how corrupt government is.
And somebody handed him a press release from High Speed Rail and said, ask him more about this.
Yeah, and he rewrote the press release.
So Augie says, at this moment, we have 35 active construction sites here in the Central Valley. We dispatch about 1,000 workers each and every day onto those sites. He does mention that the Central Valley Construction Zone is 119 miles long and does have a number of visible projects under construction.
Uh-huh.
Blancas says the project's provided 8,000 construction jobs and says progress is moving forward even if you cannot see it. Here's the quote. They might not be visible, but reassured, work is happening across all 119 miles.
We have the fastest invisible train that's ever been built in American history. In fact, it is that's why it's invisible. It is so fast. All right, you wanted high-speed rail. This thing goes by, and you can't even pick it up.
He does finally mention, but it's taking longer than expected. A state-produced fact sheet published in 2015. Wow, that's a little out of date. Promised that by 2029, the system will run from San Francisco to the L.A. Basin in under 3 hours. They really produced that in 2015? We knew by 2009 that this wasn't going to happen.
The vote was 2008.
I know. They put out a press release in 2015 still saying it was going to happen.
Well, they will be, because they just lie.
They lie.
They lie because look what happens here. You get some silly dope in the media to print their lies.
So here is a great one from Blancas. There are always unexpected issues. Say if you've ever renovated a house. renovated a bathroom, have to deal with some sort of home project like that, you're going to run into some challenges. You're going to run into some hiccups, and you're going to run into some delays with a project like we're going to face those similar challenges.
Hiccups.
Wow.
This is a 14 year
big belch. Are you kidding me? This sinkhole? Did anybody tell Dom how many billions have been spent on this?
No.
How so far out of whack this is from the original plan, it's hard to even imagine anymore.
But you see, this is a press release. And this was picked up by Channel 5?
They ran the story.
Is this on the wire service?
Nextstar Media, whatever that is. Nextstar?
Nextstar, I think that's a small market TV chain, I think.
Oh, then maybe those KCEE, KSEE, the two stations you see at the beginning. That must be part of this. The last line's a winner, too, from Augie Blancas. There is need for high-speed rail. There is need for an alternative transportation system other than a car or flying an airplane. No, not really. Rail travel is from the 1800s and the early 1900s.
Airplanes work great. Rail travel's never going to replace airplanes.
It's not.
Oh, I'm looking here.
And by the way, cars work great. Cars are the most convenient form of transportation. It's ready when you're ready. So it's
silly. This guy's very young. I'm looking up his website.
Oh, Dom?
He's very young, and he's...
Oh, yeah, he is. I see his face.
He's British.
Oh, and he just joined them in 2019.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, okay. He was a reporter for KMJ Radio in Fresno before coming to work with television stations.
I see his picture. He's just a goof. See, you have to look up these reporters, see what they look like, what their background is, and you realize they're just a goof.
Well, Channel 5 shouldn't have. This was on the front page of their website the other day.
Was it really?
They shouldn't have picked this up.
Really? You know,
somebody put it under the title of "What's Happening with High-Speed Rail in California." What's happening is the worst public project in the history of public work projects.
Well, everybody's coming out of their woke journalism schools, and they don't know what the real world is like. I heard a headline over the weekend on a broadcast where the anchor said, "People with periods." And I'm thinking, what does that mean, people with periods? I thought it was a punctuation issue.
Yeah.
No, they didn't say women. So I don't know if that's an AP style book thing or everybody's gone super woke. They will not use the word woman anymore, not even in a news headline. People with periods. Like, stop it.
So what's the comparable thing for men that you're not supposed to say? Men with prostates? It's people with prostates. Because people with prostates might identify as a woman, but they might still have...
I guess so. I guess that would be the analogy.
People with penises.
It's just weird how quickly all these little weasels jump on whatever woke bandwagon goes by.
I can't wait for that one. People with penises.
People with penises. We're all just people. Somehow it's a crime to identify as the... sex, the gender you were born. That's a crime now. You say that, and you have to be banished from society.
All right, we're coming after Deborah Mark when we come back with an animal story, and I say death. Death to these animals.
Oh,
absolutely. Death.
Death. Death.
We'll tell you what it is.
That's
coming
harsh.
Up.
All right.
Let's see if she agrees. We're going to test her moral fiber here.
Johnny Getcho.
All right, coming up after the news at 4 o'clock. Well, where do you want the homeless? You want to put 10,000 of them in an old Sears building in Boyle Heights?
I couldn't believe this story.
Or do you want to take them to the desert? The Mojave Desert. There's two stories here, both worth covering. We'll get into them at 4 o'clock because apparently some people who are homeless in Lancaster and don't feel welcome are parking out in the desert. And claiming they were driven there by city officials. Driven, literally, not literally driven, but were because of the policies in Lancaster. They felt that they could only live there without being harassed. We'll talk about all this in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, we're coming after Deborah Mark. I say death to the monkeys.
No.
Well, apparently, and this has been a problem, this is not the first story. This is the second time this has happened. These are monkeys in India. Don't exactly know what kind they are, but in the latest incident, a father and a mother and their infant son were out on the rooftop of their building in a place called Bareilly, several monkeys attack them. The woman managed to run off to safety. The husband continued to be attacked. He dropped his son. The animal scooped it up and threw it off the roof and killed it.
Oh.
A human
Death
baby?
Death to the monkeys. Yes, a baby boy. 4-month-old.
Oh, okay.
All right, death to the monkeys.
Well, that's what I say. I want to see if she says the same. They should be rounded up and killed.
She's hesitating. Wait, let's wait.
First of all, let me throw it out there that I feel absolutely terrible for this family. That is such a tragedy.
Well, what's the sentence?
Well, what else can we do with the monkeys?
Torture them?
No,
if they have a habit of throwing children off of rooftops, they die. They can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she said yeah.
Well,
Deborah Gascon here.
Can I push you a little further in that direction with the next story that's related to it?
Okay.
In December of 2021, and this was really freaking bizarre. I don't know how we didn't talk about this. I remember seeing this story. There was, the monkeys went on a rampage and they threw a whole bunch of dogs off of rooftops. They killed 250.
We did talk about it.
We did talk about that?
Yeah, you guys talked about it on the show. I remember.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
No. Eric, you were here by yourself.
I remember you guys talking about it.
Eric did his own show.
Here's shows we've done that we haven't done.
I saw this story last year, but I don't know that I got to it on the air. I may have put it on the list. But there was something going on between the monkeys. This sounds too weird to even say. The monkeys thought that the dogs had killed some of their babies.
Oh.
So allegedly, in revenge, they started scooping up dogs and throwing them off of rooftops in India. There's video of this. You don't want to watch it.
Well, you could see in evolution the early signs of dysfunctional human beings in the monkeys, right?
Well, these are very naughty monkeys, obviously.
Right, but all the primates, we're all generally in the same family there.
Yeah, I'm watching the video
so
now.
So when you get to this wing of animals, you start getting into the violence.
I mean, think about that. The monkeys grabbed the dogs off the streets and carried them up into trees and rooftops and threw them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe those monkeys.
That's horrifyingly complicated.
Death to those monkeys because they killed dogs?
In a humane way.
Death? Oh, yeah. I say yes, yes.
In a humane way.
And how about death to the
What do you mean, like an injection? Or?
Yes. You know, when you go and you have to put your dog or cat down so that there's
humane?
No.
Well, they weren't humane to the
but
little
baby.
But
they don't understand. They
No, I think they do.
I don't think they did it.
They wanted to kill the...
There's something going on that we don't know in this animal.
Oh, now you're going to tell me they had bad childhoods and they were
deprived. Well, they probably did.
The voice line caller was right. She values animals more than humans.
Well, that's true. But I do feel terrible about the 4-month-old and the dogs.
Right.
But I love monkeys. But I feel that we're missing a piece of this puzzle.
You better be careful. Because
you think they should have a defense attorney who can explain.
I do. I do.
25 monkeys could take care of you pretty quickly.
Oh, I know. And look, if monkeys kill me, then you guys can laugh about it on the air, okay? I give you permission.
A San Fernando Valley woman was attacked by a gang of monkeys and killed.
But she said we could laugh about it.
Okay. Her dog survived. All right, we got more coming up, including a couple of stories on the homeless you won't believe. Coming up next.
John and Ken show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.